Episode 2090, How Do Your Habits Measure Up?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I know that you are alive. Why? Because your heart is pumping. So rise and shine. It is time to get your wellness on. Healthy living counts. But the question is, how do your habits measure up? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, healthy living requires decisive action and clear direction. But with the busyness of the day, how do your habits measure up? Sometimes what we think is good isn't all that great. We attempt to control our schedule and routines only to realize the only thing we do control is our response. How do you respond throughout your day when it comes to healthy living? Are you first in line at the fast food drive-thru to lessen the aching need for sustenance, but then only minutes after gulping down your order, you regret the decision? Many of us are doing the best we know how to live healthily, to make decisions that benefit us medically and biologically, and to take action on what we know is best. Yet, we fall short too many times. It doesn't seem fair nor realistic to have a lifestyle that you can't live up to. But you want to care for your body. You want to do what's right for your family. You don't want to make bad decisions like previous members of your family. You're concerned for your children and the role model you are setting for them. If you were to take inventory of your habits, how do your habits measure up? Are they where you want them? Or are you challenged in a certain area? Habits are developed over time. You can't be good one day, bad the next, and then think you've created a good habit. But we live that way. We think, oh, I can do this for a few days. I got this, even a week. And you're like, yes. Next thing you know, holiday comes up and it's like, whoop, throw it all out the door. The thing is, consistency is queen. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Consistency is queen. You have to be willing to repeat your actions, supported by firm decisions to create those healthy habits. But are we really doing what our body needs us to do? Are we doing what our mind needs us to do? Are we feeding it properly? Are we moving intentionally? Are we sleeping regularly? Are we hydrating accordingly? How can you work towards consistency when everything is but consistent? Well, let's break it down. Number one, you have to plan to succeed. Most of us are planning to fail because we think, oh, 200 times before this, I wasn't successful. So, I'm kind of going to start this again. That's what our mind is telling us. And so we really don't plan. We just kind of sort of show up hoping that maybe we won't make the same mistakes, yet we make the same mistakes. Without a plan, you only have a dream or a wish. And as nice as that is in conversation or sleeping at night, it doesn't do much for your health. You must plan. What do you need to focus on first? What is it for you? One health area. All of us have areas we need to work on. I'm working on areas. Be specific and pick one thing. Changing too much at one time just freaks out your brain. Your brain doesn't like change. We were wired for what? Habits. We were wired to be not programmed in a weird AI way, okay? I'm not talking that kind of wired. I'm talking wired as into how our cells talk to each other, where our neurons fire. Our bodies are amazing. Our brains, oh my gosh, they don't do half of what they can do. But the problem is we don't give them the opportunity to perform the way they can. We really plan to fail instead of planning to succeed. We try to do too much all at once. We look at ourselves in the mirror and we're beating ourselves up. We look at the scale going, oh, don't like that number. And then what happens? Well, why try hard today? Because it didn't show up. I did it for 3 days and the scale's not moving. Who cares if the scale's not moving? How do your habits measure up? Are you feeling better? Are you feeling stronger? Is the pain in your joints, are they lessening? Slow down. Steady wins the race. Stop trying to do everything all at once. As much as I think I did it when I was younger, man, I'm older now and I'm sitting here going, okay, let's look at this realistically. Let's plan to succeed, not plan to fail. I want to set myself up for success. I want to be able to know that, hey, I can obtain this goal. Not set a goal that is just there because it's there. Why do we set goals that are way out there if we don't think we can make them? So plan to succeed. Number two, prep to execute. The plan is fulfilled through preparation. When you have a plan, you can prepare. So you take that plan and you prepare. That might be laying out your clothes the night before to make it a no excuse jump on your day. It might be going grocery shopping and looking at things differently, buying different things and meal prepping to keep you from eating what you shouldn't be eating. Preparation will help you reach your goal by instilling consistency. But you have to be willing to do it. And that's why you pick one thing. Plan that one thing. Then prep to execute it. What does it look like? If it's water that you need to drink. I mean, most of us, I got to tell you, we are walking around dehydrated. Our cells are going, oh my gosh, give me water. We can't hear them, but they're shouting that. And when your cells are dehydrated, they cannot get the nutrients that they need. I don't care how good your protein shake is. I don't care if you're buying only organic. If your cells are not hydrated, you're losing money. I'm just being frank with you. Because it's about time we look at our lives differently. You're not getting any younger. You're definitely getting older. And if you want to have a quality of life, then you have to be willing to put in the work. Plan to succeed. Prep to execute. And then finally, number three, take aim on the day. You got it. Action ignites motivation. Do what you planned and prepared for. This is the movement in healthy living. You can't sit here and just plan and prep and then go, it's just going to happen, right? I'm just going to sit here and all is going to work out. It's going to come time for dinner and I'm not going to at all be tempted by what I'm feeding the other family when I've got to eat this in front of me. Oh no. You've got to take aim on your day. With each action you take, you are rewarded by the after effects. You get stronger, you gain energy, you sleep better. You have a clear mind. Your joints don't ache. You feel taller. Yes, maybe even the scale moves, but that's just extra, extra, extra bonus points. You don't even need to look at the scale because how do your clothes fit? And most importantly, when you look in that mirror, who do you see? Do you see someone who is alive and well and wants to live out her day with joy? Or are you one who's complaining? Looking at the wrinkles, going, oh my gosh, this saggy skin. Guess what? Age, things are going to happen and some things go downhill. Thank you, gravity. But you can make a lot of good choices that create awesome habits that will allow you to have a better quality of life than what you lived even 10 years ago. Because you see, with advancement in technology and even the foods and how you feed yourself, and we're getting even better in fine-tuning how we have intentional movement and the way we exercise and what fitness looks like, we can actually be better at the age we are now, older than we were younger. That should make you jump out of your seat and say, yes, I want to be healthy. I don't want habits to be a chore. They don't have to be. But you do have to create them in order for them to stick. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you have to have 21 days to make a new habit. I'm not going to tell you you need 66. We've gone over this a lot. The thing is about a habit. This is just my personal, raw, where my heart is, laying it out to you. A habit is a habit for you when you can do it without thinking about it. When it just comes, you're not fighting anything. Temptations are way lower. I didn't say they're gone, right? Because you see, I love ice cream. What do I love more? My root beer floats. Oh yeah, got to bring in those root beer floats. I love them. But you see, if the temptation is not there as much and it's lessened, then that's success for me. Because I can open the refrigerator and I guarantee you, you open my freezer right now. Okay, technically it's not the refrigerator, it's the freezer. You open up my freezer and there I have 2 half gallons, one vanilla and one chocolate. We just celebrated my husband's birthday. You better believe I had ice cream in the house. But guess what? I did not have any. And I'm not telling you this to say, hoo-hoo, look at me. No, I'm telling you because the temptation has lessened. I've created a habit within myself going, guess what? I don't need that. I can find other ways of fulfillment and it doesn't have to come from ice cream. Now, no, I don't have a weird relationship with ice cream. I'm not saying that. But we do come up with those things, and our mind and our actions and what goes on to the day allows and leads us to food, leads us to certain drinks, leads us to not doing our exercise sometimes, or sometimes we over-exercise. Believe it or not, you can over-exercise. And you don't want to do that either. The older you get, those joints are not getting any younger. There is something called balance. And you have to find what's right for you. So in order to establish a habit, you have got to pay attention to that. Maybe you're awesome and you've been practicing this for a very long time. And you make a decision, you begin to put it into practice, and the next thing you know, 7 days later, it's like, hey, this is good. 10 days, 21 days, you're like, ha, this is awesome. Great. You created a habit in 7 days. But you see, it's being able to repeat it on a consistent basis. That doesn't mean, though, that you can't choose, right? My husband's celebration with his birthday. I could have chosen to have some ice cream. Guess what I did? I chose not to. It wasn't that I was tempted. It wasn't just because, oh, I had decided that this is not for me anymore. I really can't do that. And in all honesty, I really only need to have ice cream like twice a year just because of how my body handles it. It's ridiculous. I can't stand it. But God and I will have a conversation eventually when he calls me home. But I'm not in any hurry. So here I sit on earth doing the work I'm supposed to do and understanding that this is the way my body works. I don't sit here and beat myself up over it. But you see, I made a decision not to have ice cream. But I also know that I can make the decision to have ice cream. And if I make that decision, then I don't follow it up with, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have done that. That's counterproductive. How is that serving you? It doesn't. So you need to do what you need to do when it comes to your mind. Now, a lot of it comes down to, honestly, accountability. Why do you think AIM is coming up? Part of it is what? Accountability. The biggest part is community. You put it together and wow, it's something special. And it allows people to step in to who God has created them to be. Create your now by planning, preparing, and taking aim on what matters for your healthy lifestyle. You matter. So stop playing pity parties. Stop saying, I can't do this. Stop using your children as excuses. Stop blaming it on this delicious food in your freezer or refrigerator. Stop it all. Instead, flip it. Flip the conversation. Flip the script and say, you know what? I can plan. I can prepare. And I can take aim on what I need to do for my body at this time in the season of where I'm at in my life. I'm going to choose one thing to focus on. And when I get that right, I'm going to add the next one thing. And when I get that right, I'm going to add the next one thing. And pretty soon what? You've created a lifestyle that's no longer a chore, but a choice. Today is your day. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.